From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil, reporting French voters will return to the polls May 7th for the second round of a crucial presidential election. Tired of politics as usual, the French are looking for a change in the establishment. But many reject the nationalist agenda of ultra-conservative candidate Marine Le Pen, who is proposing to take France out of the European Union. A rival centrist Emmanuel Macron is a voice of fresh air in French politics, but some voters see him as a representative as the elite. Analysts say Le Pen may not win the runoff election on May 7th, but her influence will not easily be dismissed. All 100 U.S. senators have been invited to the White House Wednesday for a classified briefing that will primarily focus on North Korea. The briefing will be conducted by Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats, and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Joe Dunford. While lawmakers often receive classified briefings on Capitol Hill, it is rare for them to take place at the White House and for the entire Senate to be involved in one event. Special Representative for North Korea Policy Ambassador Joseph Yun says China is key to pulling everything together.
We really do not believe that North Korea is ready to engage us towards denuclearization. We made clear among ourselves that denuclearization remains the goal, and we very much want North Korea to take steps towards that.
And President Trump has said the Security Council must be prepared to impose additional and stronger sanctions against North Korea.